Our next Canadian speaker, Wally Dove, has been a certified general accountant for 26 years. 13 years of that time was spent working with Revenue Canada and its provincial counterpart. He'll tell you his observations and experiences and explain the facts of life as far as Canadian tax law is concerned and how the public has been misled about its own laws and rights.
By the end of this presentation, I feel very confident that you'll be aware of probably three things: that income tax is unlawful in Canada, in probably every province except Quebec. Tax is also for the benefit of the bankers, and the government of Canada has no lawful authority to even exist. Those are three things that you may be comfortable with by the end of this presentation. And throughout this presentation, I will undoubtedly be using the term CCRA and Revenue Canada interchangeably, because CCRA is a recent change that was made, and Revenue Canada was its predecessor and the organization that I worked for. Today, that organization is known as Canada Customs and Revenue Agency, or CCRA. And during my career with Revenue Canada, I worked as an auditor, a collector, and a special investigator. It was during this period of time that I witnessed some acts and treatment of Canadians that caused me to literally become ill. I could not function in such an environment, and to be party to the types of things that I was required to do, I simply could not do that. I missed a lot of work as a result, and I was continuously at odds with my employer. What I have witnessed and learned since leaving Revenue Canada has simply confirmed the existence of a plan of genocide against the people of Canada by special interest groups that I will refer to as the oligarchy. Some refer to them as the international bankers. They exist, and they are attempting to subjugate the entire world to a one-world dictatorship known as the one-world government or the New World Order. This is a small group of families and individuals who work behind the scenes to control our government and manipulate its actions in order to commit genocide against the people of Canada. In addition to genocide, we're talking about theft of the wealth of all Canadians and the enslavement of all Canadians. My purpose in life at this time is to save my government from this maniacal oligarchy and once again gain control over the people's creation, which is the government of Canada. I will state my position very clearly from the start, that our government is not the problem. They are but tools in the implementation of the oligarchs' plans to rule the entire world via the one-world government or unelected dictatorship. If any of you think that you have nothing to worry about if you keep your hands clean, quote-unquote, and obey the law and pay your taxes, I have news for you. I will begin by relating an incident to you that is but the mere tip of the iceberg as regards such incidents across the country today. There are literally thousands of similar incidents, and there are many within CCRA, the successor of Revenue Canada, the Federal Tax Collection Agency, who are proud to have caused such devastation in the lives of Canadians. I speak with authority on this issue because I have been there and I know some of these people. At this point, I would like to say that it was during a long car ride in British Columbia recently with a friend that I was convinced of the importance of relating some of my experiences with Revenue Canada to the people of this country. Prior to that, I would not talk about it simply because it was too painful for me, at least. Once Debbie convinced me to talk about my experiences and what Revenue Canada was doing to the people of this country, I decided to listen and commenced to relate my experiences to the audiences during our seminars. At first, it was very difficult for me. I would be on the verge of tears most of the time. I likened it to someone who had been involved in a war and killed someone. They, too, were very reluctant to talk about their experiences. However, as time went on, I found it a little easier to talk about these things. At any rate, the incident that I want to relate concerns a family from Cardston, Alberta. The Steffen family, Deborah, Tony, and their eight children, thought they were safe and secure in one of the greatest countries on earth. The Steffens had always filed their tax returns and paid their taxes, and everything was fine as far as they were concerned. They had nothing to worry about. After all, they were law-abiding citizens, and had nothing to fear. Then Revenue Canada decided that things were not so fine and that Tony owed them some $29,000 in taxes. The amount does not matter, and whether they owed it or not does not matter either, although Tony says to this day that they did not owe the money. So what matters is what happened next. What happened next, I can testify to from personal experience, is typical. It was the reason that I was constantly in trouble or at odds with my superiors when I worked at Revenue Canada. I was unable to do the things required of me. I wanted to treat people with respect, and I was not willing to collect taxes at any cost. I just could not do that. At any rate, the story goes something like this. In September of 1993, this large family was struggling under severe financial hardship with a number of creditors. With the exception of Revenue Canada, all creditors had indicated a willingness to wait and work with the family until the financial situation improved. Mr. and Mrs. Steffen were committed to paying their debts and avoiding bankruptcy. As can be shown in the Revenue Canada Access Diary, that's a diary that's maintained on most Canadians concerning their activity with Revenue Canada, the agents involved were well aware of the family's hardships and the situation, but continued to press the family into an even more difficult situation. The family had to receive support from Alberta Social Services to assist, as Mr. and Mrs. Steffen attempted to provide sufficient income for their children. Often there was little food for the children. Both Mr. and Mrs. Steffen had agreed to pay down the debt owing to Revenue Canada with their RSPs. This was a voluntary act of cooperation, as Revenue Canada could not legally take the RRSPs, at least at that time. Therefore, the Steffens exhibited cooperation in attempting to pay the assessment. They even sold the only means of transportation that they had and provided the proceeds to Revenue Canada. On January the 11th, 1994, Revenue Canada agents issued a garnishee against the family income. The total income for that month was only $967, from which a $1,000 mortgage payment was due. This kind of extreme pressure continued, and the agents, in order to satisfy their own ambitions and their superiors, were relentless. They literally made it impossible for the Steffens to even provide food for the family. Then one cold, wintry day, Debbie drove to a park and took her own life. She left a note for her husband, instructing him to take her insurance proceeds in order to pay Revenue Canada so that her children would not have to live on the streets. These public servants knowingly violated sections of the Canadian Bill of Rights, subsection 2B, a Charter of Rights, 7 and 8, Taxation Policy 2253.51 and Section 5-A-3 and 4 of the Integrated Collections Handbook, and are guilty of breach of trust under Section 122 of the Canadian Criminal Code. That's all pretty clear. Mr. Steffen remembers hearing his wife cry, wondering if Revenue Canada would soon have the family on the street with no housing. Certainly these officious agents broke the law and demonstrated their lack of compassion for this Canadian family. After her death, Mr. Steffen sought copies of the departmental policies relating to families experiencing financial hardship. He was told by senior management that policies such as these were non-existent. When pressed further in May of 1996, Revenue Canada raised a fraudulent reassessment against Mr. Steffen and forced him into bankruptcy. Mr. Steffen then repaid all of his creditors with the exception of the false reassessment. This travesty of justice that was enacted against the Steffen family was a clear plan of attack and a repugnant abuse. Then, to add insult to injury, on August the 21st, 1999, Revenue Canada reassessed the late Debbie Steffen. This case demonstrates the absolute callousness of these agents and further should cause you all great concern. After all, did Debbie and Tony not file their tax returns and pay their taxes? As I said, this incident is one of many that occur daily in Canada. I am reminded of the incident in 2001 in Okotoks, Alberta, where a man set his house on fire and would not come out, continuing to yell that Revenue Canada would never get his house, and he burned to death rather than to see that injustice take place. I recall many incidents when I was with Revenue Canada of hearing other employees brag about how they had caused a bankruptcy, or had someone eating dog food, or had caused a suicide, and instead of being remorseful about it, they were extremely proud of it. I recall many times becoming literally ill over this kind of thing. I remember thinking that I was just not cut out for this job. I recall many times how these people were being promoted, and I was not. At that time, I did not even relate their promotions to their willingness to do what it took to obtain reassessments and collect money. Their rewards, I realize today, were directly related to the callousness with which they did their jobs. I used to think it was because I was not good at taking tests or examinations or doing interviews and things like that. There was one more reason that we all need to worry about what is happening in Canada with the fraudulent activity concerning taxation and the monetary and banking systems, and that is this. When Henry Kissinger was the U.S. ambassador to the UN, he was reportedly instrumental in having the UN pass a resolution stating that the sustainable population of the Earth is some 2 billion. By my calculation, that means that if there are 6 of you listening to this CD, then 4 of you are targeted for elimination.